Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've heard crazy stories about things happening on airlines lately. I'm scared to fly. Lately, I'm scared to fly. Normally, I don't like flying, but I could have flown recently, and I didn't. I actually drove a long distance. I'll tell that story shortly. But a man's been forced to pay United Airlines $50,000 for a flight that he caused to be diverted. And we hear about these stories from time to time where someone's on board a plane and they freak out or cause a problem or won't cooperate with the staff or whatever, and the plane's got to put down someplace. And airplanes aren't cheap to operate. It's not like you can simply pull the car over and make them get out. So diverting a plane can be very expensive. And also causing a disturbance on a plane can run afoul of federal law. The FAA governs what happens in the airspace, including on airplanes, and there's federal statutes that involve all of this. So the man's been forced to pay this. Laura and Rob sent it to me, and this is from onemileatatime.com, which is a website. And the story is that in February of 2020, so 1 year ago, a 52-year-old California man was flying from Los Angeles to Tokyo. According to reports, he started acting up shortly after takeoff. As a flight attendant observed him banging on the door of an airplane bathroom, she pointed out that there was another one he could use. So he's banging on one door, which, by the way, is inappropriate behavior on an airplane, okay? If the door says it's occupied, you simply look for another one. So he then attempted to shove the crew member but failed. So I'm not sure how you attempt to shove someone but fail, but the guy clearly has got issues. He returned to his seat and fell asleep. When he woke up, he began drinking alcoholic drinks. And apparently the alcoholic drinks plays into the story, I would suspect. But at some point, they cut him off. They actually said, dude, you can't have more alcohol. You're having issues. At which point, he began swearing. And then he struck a flight attendant in the face. He then also attempted to slam the flight attendant into the floor. And at one point, he yelled the phrase, I will kill you. Now, again, that's not something that you say to make friends and influence people. But, you know, he said it. At this point, he was restrained. And the flight was diverted to Anchorage, where he was met by authorities. Because of the diversion, all the passengers had to spend a night in Anchorage, as the crew would have timed out, meaning that they couldn't continue to the journey. So there's rules the FAA has about how many hours a day pilots can work and how many hours a day the crew can work. And a flight from California to Tokyo would take some time. But diverting it and, you know, taking care of this problem and then putting the plane back up in the air, there were problems already, so they actually had to spend the night in Anchorage. Putting up all those passengers in hotels is going to be costly. And also, simply diverting the plane, and that's costly. So last November, during an arraignment, the man pleaded guilty to interfering with the flight crew, and then he appeared in court earlier this week for his sentencing. Here is what he was sentenced to for his little shenanigans on the plane. He was sentenced to 5 years of probation. 5 years. He was ordered to reimburse United Airlines for expenses incurred during the diversion, including the cost of meals and lodging for the passengers and crew, which totaled $49,000. $49,793. Now, the man's attorney said that his client suffered from diabetes and that this combined with alcohol may have caused his behavior. Now, I've heard this argument before, and I'm sure you have also. But one of the things that you'll discover is that the courts and most people who think about it won't cut you a lot of slack to say, I've got a problem which is exacerbated by alcohol. I was drinking and all of a sudden something bad happened. Okay, why were you drinking if you know you got that problem? Now, I've also had people say, but Steve, what if I'm scared to fly? Well, that's another problem altogether. So the man claimed his diabetes caused the problem. The judge stated the man only avoided a prison sentence out of concern for his diabetes, which puts him at a higher risk of COVID. So the judge actually said, look, normally I'd send you to prison for this, but I'm letting you off. Now, the people at onemileatatime.com say that they have not seen that many cases where people are charged for this, you know, reimburse the airlines. But they point out that the $50,000 that he's paying is just a small slice of what this probably cost the airlines. Because of the diversion, the return flight was canceled. There's, of course, the extra cost for the air crew, the catering costs, And then, of course, there was the lodging and meals, but that was partly what he was charged for. So they had him defray the costs. It still cost the airlines even more. In the U.S., we're generally seeing less tolerance towards unruly behavior on planes, with the FAA even implementing a zero-tolerance policy for misbehavior. This is the website onemileatatime.com writing, "I'll be curious to see if this is the start of a trend whereby more passengers will foot at least part of the bill for diversions they cause." And so that's the thing. I've heard cases in Detroit where a plane was getting ready to take off and was, you know, still on the ground and had pushed. You know, they were away from the gate and they had problems. They had to go back up to the gate. I mean, just moving the airplane around on the ground costs money. But it reminded me of one of the funniest stories about all of these. And this one goes back a few years, but it's worth it to talk about, because there was a time when there was a set of twins, sisters, from a town called Buckley, Michigan. Buckley, Michigan. Buckley's up here, kind of. It's just south of Traverse City a little ways. And the twins from Buckley, their first names are Crystal and Cynthia, but they're twins, and they're 22 years old back then. And they were flying from San Francisco to Shanghai, and they were going there for some kind of modeling competition or something, but no one knew who they were until they did this. They were on a flight from California, San Francisco, to Shanghai, and on the flight, they began drinking. Now, they're 22 years old. They're allowed to do that. Occasionally, they'd go to the restroom, come back, and there'd be cigarette smoke in the air, which, of course, is a violation of federal law. And somebody complained about that. And then somewhere along the line, the two girls began fighting with each other. Sisters, what can you do? The sisters are scrapping. They're actually fighting. Two sisters, Crystal and Cynthia, the Buckley twins. And they start fighting to the point where it's disrupting the flight. And so the flight had to detour to Alaska. And when it detoured to Alaska, they, you know, took the twins off the plane, and they were actually charged and so on, and you know, had you know, major problems with the law because of that. And I remember seeing all over the news about these twins who started the fight on the plane. You discover they're fighting with each other. I don't know why that's funny, but it is. And they wound up not making it to their competition in China, I don't think. And they wound up, of course, in Alaska someplace. The town they came from, Buckley at the time, had a population of like 600 or 700, and I think that's an exaggeration. It's a very small town. So it put Buckley on the map for a little while, because there were stories all over Michigan with the mug shots of the two girls. And then later on, one of them got in further trouble. And I won't get into that here, but you simply Googled the phrase Buckley twins. I think you'll find the story. But you know, these things have been happening for some time, but I think that, you know, unfortunately, with everything that's been happening lately with COVID and so on, number one, people's tempers are shorter. And number two, there's just the whole process of flying nowadays and masks and TSA and, you know, I recently, and I'll do a full video on this, but I recently went and visited Ed Bolian of VinWiki, and I could have flown to visit with him, and I chose to drive. The drive was longer than the flight, but I didn't have to put up with the TSA and the shuttles and the parking and, you know, the airports and baggage and all that, and just sitting in a cramped space with people who may or may not be wearing masks. I'd rather drive these days. So, and of course, this is another reason you want to drive. I understand you can't drive to Japan, not easily, and you can't drive to China. But you know, that's one of the reasons why I would avoid flying these days, simply because of these kinds of things happening. So the man's been forced to pay United Airlines $50,000 for diverting the plane, and he could have gone to prison, but he got lucky and didn't. So there you go. Laura and Rob, thanks for sending it to me. It's from onemileatatime.com. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Generosity is not just about money. We can also give time, ideas, and energy.